5 weeks out from the New South Wales state election, a group of health professionals and environmental organisations is calling on the Premier, Mike Baird, to ban new coal mining in the Hunter Valley. An open letter to the Premier signed by health professionals and academics, including former Australians of the Year Professors Fiona Stanley and Tim Flannery, said that the health and environmental cost of coal is now so high, no new projects can be justified. Fiona Armstrong is the head of the Alliance. She's the author of this report and she joins me in the Breakfast Studios. Welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Fiona, the cost of coal to the Hunter, what's your bottom line figure and how did you calculate it?
Well, the health damages from coal are estimated from pre-published figures. We look at the local health impacts associated with coal in the Hunter and those are linked to air pollution, but they don't cover the broader health impacts associated with risks from water quality, impacts on health from noise and light pollution, from mines working 24/7, and also the psychological toll associated with the stress of being a having your land acquired by a mine project.
So there's a whole lot of elements in there. Have you been able to put figures on these and have you worked that out?
Well, we've put figures on health damages associated with air pollution. So what we know is that the health costs associated with coal combustion in the Hunter Valley is around $600 million per year.
How do you work that out, a figure like that?
Well, that's a very a well-established report from ATSI, the health damages from coal combustion by Tom Beigler. So that's just looking at the amount of power that's produced by the coal-fired power stations in the Hunter. But we also looked at the health impacts on of air pollution from coal sources in the towns of Muswellbrook and Singleton. So those are figures that haven't been published before. And what we estimate is that the costs to the people living in Singleton from fine particle pollution, that's the very fine particles that get deep into the lungs and can cause heart disease, respiratory disease and some cancers, that the cost there is $47 million per annum. In Muswellbrook, slightly less population density, the costs are around $18.3 million per annum. So about $65 million per year health costs associated with air pollution from coal just in those two towns.
And why the Hunter in particular? Why is that your focus? Is it just because this is a New South Wales group or is it different? Do you argue that it's different in the Hunter because the mines are so much closer to the populations?
Well, that's right. The Hunter is one of our most intensive coal mining regions in Australia. It's our largest single source of CO2 emissions from coal. So our message with this report is that there's lessons from this for the world and for coal communities everywhere. So what we're saying is that in coal communities there's very serious health risks for local communities, but there's risks for global communities from burning that coal. So
I think quite controversially you include a risk in this, you mentioned it there, of psychological costs of coal in the community. Explain what you mean by that. What is that?
Yeah, well, the psychological toll from coal relates to the stress that people are faced with when a coal exploration license is found on their land. So the uncertainty of knowing what would that project will mean for them. There's concern about loss of property value. There's a sense of powerlessness. I mean, one of the things that we cover in this report is the fact that regulation is failing people and that their concerns are not being taken into account.
There will be a counter-argument always put to that, of course, of the psychological impact of unemployment in a region like the Hunter if you close down coal.
Well, exactly. And that's why we're saying that in addition to banning new coal and issuing no new coal licences, that there be a very strong investment in helping the Hunter transition to renewable energy and alternative industries. We already have other industries that are flourishing in the Hunter, vineyards, thoroughbred breeding and farming. There's an opportunity to develop new industries as well. We know that coal is on the way out as an energy source. We're seeing international investors moving away from carbon-intensive fuels. So what we're saying is that the time is now, the damages are so great, the risks are well understood. It's time for the New South Wales and federal governments to invest in alternative industries.
What's your timeline for that, for the replacement of that, of coal by renewables in
this
report?
The World Public Health Association's just last week put out an unprecedented call calling for a rapid phase out of coal over the next 10 years. So if new coal licences were banned in the Hunter, coal would continue to be mined for years and decades. But there's an opportunity to use that period to really invest in new industries to make sure that that community has a secure economic base going into the future.
The Greens are calling for coal mining in New South Wales to be shut down in 5 years. Last week, the New South Wales Minister for Resources and Energy, Anthony Roberts, said these calls were dangerous. That was his word. Referred to the Greens as a bunch of, and I quote, nut jobs. There doesn't seem to be strong political will to scale back coal mining in the Hunter. Well, In fact, it's been scaling up and there are more plans for more mines.
Well, exactly. Coal production has really increased. I mean, we've seen particulate pollution dramatically increase over the last several years in the Hunter. So, I mean, at some point we have to say that the damage is too much and it's time to move away from coal. The international evidence is extremely sound about the health impacts and also the climate damages.
You have to be really careful in reports like this, though, to manage your claims. And you have included in your costs the costs of emissions damage in the wider world. Doesn't that assume if Hunter coal was not burned, I mean, replacement coal from somewhere else in the world would be burned to take its place, wouldn't it?
Well, that may be the case, but I mean, that we need to be able to estimate the costs associated with that coal. And we are seeing that other countries such as China are beginning to move away from coal, and that's a risk for the Australian economy. So a sensible economic decision would be looking to transition those local regional economies to alternative industries so that we're not dependent on coal, that we're not putting people in developing nations where our coal is burned at risk, and we're not putting our local communities at risk either.
But it's the local health story you're trying to lean on here.
Well, it's both. I mean, both local health damages and the climate costs are a really significant issue. I mean, climate is a big issue for the Hunter. We've seen what happened in Morwell when a bushfire took hold in a coal mine there. And there's a massive risk for the coal mines in the Hunter Valley being open-cut coal mines. If they were to burn, choking pollution led to premature deaths in the village of Morwell. That's a warning for the Hunter Valley that we need to take a different path.
Fiona Armstrong, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Fiona Armstrong is the head of the Climate and Health Alliance on Coal and Health in the New South Wales Hunter Valley.